Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 9:30 and it's Thursday and it's sunshiny, and that means we're talking cars as they glisten off the lot there at the Dungeness Family of Autos. How you doing there,
Brad? Boy, they were glistening this morning, Tom, when I came in. The sun was shining. It was such a beautiful morning this morning. It was 44 degrees, I think, was the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It was just beautiful.
Did you go running in this?
I did not this morning. Oh. I took this morning off, but it would have been a great morning for a jog. And
no kidding.
The showroom this morning was beautiful, though. There were a few people in for service this morning when mm-hmm. I got there, and it was just beautiful.
Kind of feels refreshing, doesn't it?
It's great. Great time of year. We made it to fall. We made it to this beautiful time of year. And it is. I'm really excited for that. And as the seasons change, we're still doing great business out of Dungeness, taking care of people, and that's
sweet.
What it's all about.
All right, what do we got as far as our lineup today?
Well, we're just talking cars today. We got a lot of stuff going on at the dealership. We're a week away from the start of the Tulsa State Fair. We've got a lot of people coming in to get the tickets. Special tickets for opening family fun night, the first night of the fair, September 30th. You can get in for half price, $6 gate admissions, and just $2 for each ride that night only.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to take advantage of that, you need to go to Dungeness and pick up your ticket, which gives you the $6 entry fee to the fair.
Okay.
It is a great deal. It'll be a big night, and it's fair time. And Ford's got a lot of stuff out there. You can go check out the all-new Lightning. There'll be Broncos, stuff like that for you to look at, all mm-hmm. kinds of great product. Toyota will have stuff out there also.
Ford's for miles.
Yeah. Well, we're starting to get a few, maybe not miles of them on uh-huh. the lot, but uh-huh. That's been a consistent theme this summer. Mm-hmm. Certainly inventories are still really tight right now, and we're scrambling to get things for folks. But mm-hmm. we've got a few in this week. We just got several Explorers in. We've got a couple F-150s, I think three F-150s in the last week mm-hmm. that haven't sold yet. Several others have sold.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it in a Tacoma yesterday, a really nice 4x4 Tacoma,
mm-hmm.
and another Venza. So great product. It's hitting. And, right now, mm-hmm. one of the issues is our website. Like, I was looking at the Toyota website this morning, and it only shows four new Toyotas on the ground. It doesn't have the Venza or the Tacoma yet. Mm-hmm. And then we've got about 15 or 16 others that will be here in the next week. Things like Tundras, 4Runners, Corolla, Camry, virtually everything in the Toyota lineup. But you can't see it on the website yet. So if you are looking for something, go ahead and give us a shout. We'll get with your sales consultant out at Dungeness, and we'll be happy to help you see what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Ford does a little bit better job of putting the stuff in the pipeline on the website as mm-hmm. it starts to move what they call in transit.
Mm-hmm.
So you on the Ford website, you can see our in-stock vehicles, those that are in transit, and those that are at the very end of the build process.
Understood.
So there's three different statuses there. But actually, on the Ford side, it's only showing about 22, 24 new vehicles, and we've got about 95 in the pipeline. So don't assume that everything you see is all we have. We certainly have mm-hmm. more product coming, and it doesn't really hit the website until it's really close to landing on the lot.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you can kind of, I hate to say build your own, but right. you can piece it
you
together
build
with,
it
your,
or reserve,
with your representative.
Reserve it. I mean, that's that's a good way to think about it. Yeah,
you're not going to be doing it like Johnny Cash, one piece at a time, but the folks at Ford will for you.
If you think about it, I was reading this morning on mm-hmm. the automotive press, and there have been a few million vehicles that are not going to be produced this year that mm-hmm. would have been made. I mm-hmm. think over 7 million is what they were saying.
All because of the chips.
Well, that's probably the biggest thing, but there's other supply issues. Mm-hmm. The cost of all the plastic resins, the steel, everything has gone up this year. Mm-hmm. So there's supply constraints in a lot of supply chains, including the chips. But the hidden thing in that people may not be thinking about is there are low supplies of new vehicles, but it's making used car values more than ever.
Golly.
So your trade is really worth more than it's ever mm-hmm. been relative to new vehicle prices. And I don't think that's really going to change a whole lot in the near future. So I just think standing back and looking at it we're going to have low supply of new vehicles probably through the first or second quarter of next year, and maybe going even longer than that. And so used vehicle values are going to stay up real high.
So you're still looking for them, huh?
We're still looking for them. That's the secret to that.
Yeah.
We still have people coming in wanting to buy cars. So if there aren't new vehicles available,
mm-hmm.
they're considering a lot of new vehicles. Mm-hmm. We've got a great selection right now. Vehicles from as old as an 05, vehicles from under $1,000 all the way up to 70.
Mm-hmm.
On our used vehicle lot. So trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, all kinds of vehicles. This week we traded for a cute little Fiat Spider, for an FJ Cruiser, rare vehicle.
I was going to say, yeah, those are hard to find.
Those are great, yeah. I drove this morning over to the station. I drove the blue Tacoma TRD Pro. It's awesome. It's a beast. I am really impressed with it. It's the one with the snorkel I mentioned a few weeks ago. I mean, I haven't driven it through a river yet, but I'm really tempted to go try it out at Hawkshooter Creek this afternoon.
And you'll wonder why those TRDs just never stay on the lot very long.
Well, they don't. And this one, I mean, this is a 6-speed manual transmission,
To drive. Really fun to drive.
Really a beast. It's got that hill crawl mode. It's got, you know, what you'll find is that first gear is really, really low on this vehicle. It can crawl up over anything. It's really meant to get you.
It'll pull
get
it.
Get you going. Yeah, that's really nice. I'm enjoying that. Was talking to the guys in service. They're super busy right now. We've had with everything going on, lots of people out moving around. We've just had lots of people coming in doing maintenance, mm-hmm. getting tires, brakes, batteries. It's that time of year. You definitely want to mm-hmm. be making sure your vehicle's ready for winter. We've got some winterization specials going on in both stores. We've got detail specials. If you just give us a shout, we can walk you through mm-hmm. all that. We've got great opportunities in the body shop through the dealership mm-hmm. altogether.
Wow. So everybody's getting a little bit of something going on here. And on top of that, if you drop by and visit, tickets to the Tulsa State Fair, too.
That's
while
right,
they last.
Tickets.
While supplies last, I might add.
We've got them laid out in the Ford dealership, in the showroom, and in the service lounge. Anybody can get you one or just drop by and grab one yourself.
All right. That's cool.
And that does get you $6 gate admission with the coupon and $2 rides that night only on a week from tonight on September 30th. The fair will open, and we'll have a lot of great fun out there this year. And you get, like I said, you get a chance to see all the new Ford product here that's about to arrive. There's been a lot of news this week, too, on different product. The Tundra reveal was a little bit more, became more obvious to people. You can check that out. Toyota has shown that a couple times now and is releasing more information on the different powertrains there. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a really great V6 engine with a lot of power and a turbocharger, and then they're also having one of them with the same V6 with the turbo, but also with a hybrid setup that's got an even more horsepower and power, great fuel economy, great low-end torque and towing capacity. It's going to be a really great upgrade on the Tundra. It'll be the third-generation Tundra. Just the third time they've really built it from the ground up and evolved it from the late 90s to now. So Tundra, those of you who have Tundras, everybody knows what it is. Mm-hmm. But if you have them, you know how big this is, and it's going to be a great thing for Toyota. And we're really
there are a lot of them around. That. People take good care of them.
They do. We get a few trade-ins and stuff, but they're great trucks. And
they are.
We should have that. The first one's arriving in December, and inventory's building up early in the first part of next year. And Toyota tells us they're going to be still building the Tundra through this period this fall and that the 22 is on track for the build-out as they've planned. So I do think the manufacturers are working to get the most important product out there to us. They've told us that in I think November we're going to have about 25% less allocation than we thought we would have. That might affect some lines a little more than others, maybe RAV4 and Camry. But we should have the Tundra. We should be able to have a good selection of Highlanders. We have them coming right now. So be sure to check those out if you're in the market for a new vehicle.
Sweet vehicles. I want to tell you, they're very efficient.
Yeah, no, they're great. You want to check it out. I mean, new Highlander and RAV4 are really special vehicles. They have hybrid variants. They have all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive. You really can design and make the vehicle work the way you want it. Some are sportier than others. Others are more comfortable. And I mentioned the Venza. That's one that is a new model. A lot of people, it was there for a while and then discontinued for a few years. And it is also a mid-sized SUV.
Oh, it is.
It is. Yeah. It just comes with a hybrid, all-wheel drive, really a comfortable vehicle, very efficient, and just a little bit different. Doesn't have the third row seat, so it's a little bit different style
just,
SUV.
Just a little bit more.
A little larger than the RAV4,
yeah.
A little bit maybe smaller than the Highlander, but without the but similar and without the third row.
Good, description.
Lots of great used cars. I mentioned a few of them that have traded in. We also this week traded for a 2018 Chevy Camaro, a red one.
Whoa.
It is so nice. Whoa. It's really, really nice. Doesn't have too many miles on that one. I mentioned the 17 Fiat Spider. It's a convertible. It's a beautiful little car, under $25,000. And we've got some great older vehicles, too, like a 2013 Ford F-150, 2014 Expedition EL, four-wheel drive. We've got a bunch of Super Duties, used Super Duties, 2012 to 2019, a great selection of them with lots of different trim levels and setups, but mostly 4x4, crew cab like people want, really beautiful trucks and lots of different choices there. One thing you want to think about, if you're thinking about, you're normally a new car buyer, and because of new car inventories, you're going to consider used. The certification is something to
really
think about.
Yeah.
Because on the new vehicle, of course, it comes with the manufacturer warranty and all the great peace of mind that comes with that. At Dungis, we give you also a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty with any new vehicle that we sell. Most of our used vehicles also come with warranties, no additional cost to you. That's for the Dungis Q-certified vehicles and then the manufacturer-certified vehicles. And on most of our vehicles, you can upgrade your warranty get even more coverage. That really gives you peace of mind so that you don't have to pay for those expensive repairs that may happen later in the life of your vehicle out of pocket. And it really is something to consider. And more and more people are making that decision to purchase warranties and aftermarket service plans, whether you're prepaying for your maintenance, you get a little better value there. But you can essentially spread it out through the life of your loan and not have to pay for those big things when they do happen. And of course, with vehicles today, they are more complicated than ever. We've got a lot of electronics going in there, as we mentioned, the microchips in the vehicles. These things are, when they break, there's a lot of other things that happen. And it can be, you can get into a lot of different things that in the repair of a vehicle that you just don't expect, whether, the electronics affect things like the transmission, the engine performance, the mix of fuel.
Touches everything.
And it's really something that you want to make sure that you have a good understanding of what you're getting into with your vehicle so that you don't get those surprise high-cost repairs later. Definitely want to be taking advantage of maintaining your vehicle, too. One thing we are seeing more and more of is the need to rotate your tires. It's really a critical maintenance item, and a lot of times people forget to do that.
You get so much more life out of them and
you really
use out of them.
You can extend the life of your tires as much as another 50 to 100% just by rotating them every 5,000 miles. It evens out the wear. It helps you get more, make sure you're safe on the vehicle, a better ride, and like I said, it makes the tires last a lot longer.
Indeed they do. Folks, this is Car Talk with Brad Dungis. I'm Tom Davis right here at K1, the one you trust, and AM 1400, FM 93.3, and FM 95.1 out there on the Osage.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful day out this morning. I want to invite everybody out today or later this weekend. If you're out shopping for a car, be sure to come by and see our great team of non-commissioned sales consultants. They're out there ready to help. They've got the tickets to the opening night of the Tulsa State Fair if you want to drop by and get those. Once again, we've got Family Fun Night coming up a week from today, Thursday, September 30th. You get a $6 gate admission, and rides are just $2 during midway hours. And that is only with the ticket you get at Dungis. So come check that out. We've also got a great offers right now on a lot of different used vehicles. I mentioned a couple of them there. There was also a 2015 Mustang Fastback GT. This is a beautiful car. It's red. It's really low miles for a 15. We've got, let me see if I can get that. Only 19,000 miles.
Oh,
that's worth noting.
That's not even broken in yet.
Just barely. Really well maintained.
Yeah.
It's beautiful with that ruby red, and it's a GT Fastback, premium Fastback. Wonderful. One owner vehicle, really low miles, and we've got the price to move $300 below JD Power retail. And lots of our vehicles are priced, you know, several hundred to thousands of dollars below retail price. You can check all that out online with pictures and full vehicle descriptions. When possible, we have the new even the new vehicle window sticker available for you. If you want to see what it originally was from the factory. We can get those on virtually any make or model. We've got, you can get, you go to our website, you can get to Carfax on every vehicle we have in stock. See the Carfax history report. Gives you a great rundown. Carfax reports have maintenance, a vehicle value estimate, all kinds of things like whether your vehicle has a open recall, whether it's ever been involved in an accident. So these things can be great and for when you're shopping for used cars, too. You want to make sure that you understand the history of the vehicle. And, of course, we make that easy for you to find right there on our website. So you can go check it all out at DungesChoice.com. And also, there's a lot of tools there, whether you're wanting to know your trade value or just calculate a payment. You can go in there, put your information in there. It does what's called a soft pull, which isn't going to affect your credit score at all.
No ding.
No ding. But it does use your information, and it goes to our banks, and it says, okay, here's a real offer. They want this vehicle and this, and it puts it together just like the calculations that the sales managers make when they're calculating your payment at the store. So you can go right in there on any vehicle. You can add your trade. If it's a new vehicle, you can check out all the manufacturer rebates and incentives that are out there, even the special ones like for college graduates or military. So you can pick exactly what your deal, and you can work your deal. You can play with the down payment, play with the term of the loan. You can also compare lease to purchase. So it's really a flexible tool and really helps, I think, educate people about about purchasing a vehicle.
Oh, yeah. It takes a lot of the mystery right out of it. And, on top of that, you can walk in with your deal just about done. By the time you get to the dealership,
that's our goal.
You might be out in 15, 20 minutes.
Well, sometimes you don't even have to come to the dealership, right?
I mean, drive right to your house.
We talk about now is let's just take the dealership to people, and we do that more and more. I mean, so much of whether it's on your phone or your whatever device you're using, it's at your fingertips, right? That's what people expect. We're in a society now where we can order things I could get at the grocery store around the corner, but have it delivered to my house later this afternoon.
Yeah, you never have
to leave. So you have that choice.
Yeah.
And cars are becoming the same way. We certainly want to make it simple and easy for you. I mentioned our great non-commissioned sales associates. We work with a simple price. We market-based price all our vehicles every day. I work with, I do most of the new vehicle pricing myself at this point and work with Stuart to make sure the used vehicles are priced properly. We have our inventory team out there searching for vehicles. We're at auctions all over the country every day, evaluating trade-ins. So we really, use a lot of information to price and value your trade. We're happy to show you how that works. We work with you transparently through that whole process. And a lot of that, like I said, you can do right on the website and just go in there and click on the vehicle you're interested in. You can get lots of pictures and you don't see what you want, just give us a shout. We'll do a little video and send that to you.
And if you like coming in, they're always happy to see you. You can visit the antique cars.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
And you can get your Tulsa State Fair tickets.
That's right. And check out our, come see us. We do have some antique cars on,
yes,
the, on the showroom. And got a beautiful, people always want to talk about the Shea. There's a an old model T, replica vehicle.
Replica,
so this
yeah.
was actually built in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the more unique vehicles because it was built on a Pinto or Mustang II chassis, mm-hmm. an engine. But it has a real Model T vehicle on the top, so
there
it's a beautiful vehicle, but mm-hmm. it's a little more fresh, so it's fun to drive. It's easy to drive and real reliable. It's great for parades and stuff
that.
That's what we like to use it for, mm-hmm. and we've got an old Model T hack in there too, and got an old Mustang around somewhere. And yeah, so definitely have some great vehicles to
top
look
part
at.
Part of the private collection.
I guess they're all that way a little bit.
Just a little bit. But it's always fun. It always is.
I'm just a sucker for a nice car.
Oh, who isn't? Who isn't? You know that sports car you're talking about, the convertible?
Yeah. Are you interested?
I'm just going to probably guess that by noon today, Michelle will say, oh, look.
Yeah, now that one is has been. We've had a few inquiries on it already. I think it's still going through service, though, so
they may
not be quite ready to sell that yet. But it doesn't take too long, and that was like a really nice one. I think it had 44,000 miles on the Spider. Gently loved. other great vehicles you might want to consider. I mentioned that Mustang. We've got a really great value on a Ford 2019 Ford F-150 Lariat. It's a Super Crew 4x4. It's got a great ranch hand front grille on it. It's got it's only $40,000. So this is $5,900 under retail. That's just one example of how we price our vehicles ready to sell right out the bat.
Oh yeah, good.
It's great stuff. And this one is a one-owner vehicle. It's got a lot of the great tech on it. It's ready to go. Been through all our inspection and vehicle servicing and ready to go for you today. We've also got some lower-end vehicles. I mentioned some older vehicles that would be available under $10,000. But here's a 2019 Chevy Cruze, so it's still got the manufacturer warranty going. It's only $18,000. Really great deal on a Chevy Cruze.
It was only $19,000. I mean, that's just kind of like around the block here. You got to cover a lot of real estate in Oklahoma.
Well, you know, that's what we see, though. Sometimes people in Bartlesville, we don't really put that many miles on the vehicle if we're moving around town. So that's sometimes you get some great trade-ins in Bartlesville.
Gosh, you do.
Vehicles that are 5, 10, 15, 20 years old, but really low mileage. We had somebody show us a Lincoln the other day that had been garage kept. It was a 70s era mark, and it only had 20 something thousand miles. We have one in service now that somebody was restoring, and it had a little electrical issue. Mm-hmm. So Kenny's now they found that it needed a new engine after the electrical issue. And so found an engine, and he's moving the engine from an older vehicle that's not near as nice to this beautiful blue Mark 8. It's a beautiful, beautiful vehicle. You might want to stop by and look at it.
It's like
parked
a cloud.
Out back.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
You know, I got that 15-year-old. Maybe I'll convince her to say, look, you need something big. Something nice.
Yeah, big. Or you want to think about the safety technology. Uh-huh. You know, I think that these days, you know, one of the things that's going on with vehicles is more and more tech comes with it.
It does.
I mean, and a lot of it really helps you drive your car safely. Safety Sense on the new Toyotas has been around now for 4 or 5 years. But it's really a great tool. And, I mean, if you haven't driven with this kind of technology, virtually all the manufacturers now have it. But the cars can sense when you're drifting in across a line or into different lanes. Mm-hmm. They know when traffic is stopped ahead of you and give you a warning before you run into something. It can look for pedestrians. It can see bikes and pedestrians that might be in your blind spot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've all had those kinds of issues where we had to put on the brakes quickly. And, you know, you don't want to be – any warning you have is just going to help you.
Makes those near misses not so near.
Yeah, no, it really is good technology, and I think think people, you know, as you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, you want to definitely ask about that and have make sure your sales associates explain to you the different options available in that kind of stuff, and so that you know what you're getting and how it works, because it really is good tech.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. You know, this stuff is all right there for your safety, and you don't really realize it until you have to realize it.
Well, that's the point, of course. Hopefully you never need it.
You never need it.
It's kind of like that warranty I mentioned. Hopefully you never need it, but, you know, drive your car for 10 years and it's still running good, great. Never need your airbag, great. But if you do, that's a good thing to have it.
Indeed. You know, with the Ford I have, we have the little lights that let you know when people are coming up on you, especially if you're out there on 75, or if you're driving in Tulsa, people coming at you in all directions. You know, it gives you the heads up. So that, you know, you might be paying 99% attention, but it makes sure you get back to 100% real quick. And you're not, I wonder, no, hey, you know, so it is there for your safety. It's actually there for everyone's safety.
Everyone's safety. Yeah. And, you know, they're starting also now, a lot of them have tow assist, I mean, trucks with full 360-degree cameras, so you can see all around the vehicle. You know, that's great for all kinds of safety purposes, but also if you're out adventuring and want to look down that side to make sure you're on the rock, right?
Well, yeah.
So you're going to tip off into the creek. You may need that snorkel.
Yeah, you may need it. Well, you really like that tier.
No, I do like that. And but, you know, we see that all the time now. We're kind of being making fun of it, but, you know, people customize their vehicles to the nth degree now, and people are really love to do that, I know, and you know, we're starting to do more and more of that with people as they purchase their vehicles. We've got Ford accessories and Toyota TRD stuff that's available, and you can, so if you're looking to do something special with your vehicle, be sure to ask your sales consultant about that, because we do everything from tint to lifts to performance packages, and a lot of our stuff, we can help you work with the manufacturer to make sure that you do keep your manufacturer warranty in place, or if you know where you're crossing a line, that you know you're making an informed decision about it. There, you know, some things do,
negate your warranty.
Yeah. And there's some of the safety stuff is going to also affect that. I know lifting a Tundra, for instance, you can affect the safety sense, and you just need to make sure that it's done properly.
You need to know what's going on, so take it to the folks who know what's going
That's
on.
Right. Well, these cars are more and more complex, and we're looking at all kinds of technology over the next few years we'll be investing in, measuring systems for the body shop, new electronic systems that help you put vehicle, not just the frame and the straightness of the vehicle back together, but also then to the safety equipment that we talked about, because all that's tied together, of course. If you're the ADAS, they call it, or driver assistance technology, is definitely a connected to your vehicle, and so a lot of times if you have an accident, it can affect that technology, and then you want to make sure your frame gets measured right, and we're looking into some really interesting tech that'll bring all that together.
I tell you, it's almost like we get a fresh peek every week of some of the kind of the new cutting edge stuff that's coming our way, and I'm very appreciative for what we've got right now, but it's just downright awesome when you think what's coming up in 6 to 18 months with our vehicles.
You know, it's always evolving, and that's something to car businesses, this, you know, part of life, right? We always have the new model year coming. 22s are hitting the lot right now. We've got Maverick, Lightning, Bronco Sport. We've got the all-new Tundra we mentioned. Mm-hmm. I've got the Corolla Cross. I haven't talked about that in a few weeks. We'll have that before the end of the year, too.
That's good. That's an interesting vehicle because it mixes just so many different things all right there for your convenience, and it's so efficient. I say that E-word a lot.
Yeah. And I think after we get the Tundra, you're going to get probably a new Sequoia around the bend, some other lots of talk about what's next for Toyota, and there'll be some news on that, I'm sure,
another
this fall.
E-word, excitement.
Excitement, yeah. And you can always find that out at Dungis on Highway 75, or come see us on the website at dungischoice.com, or you can call us at 918-333-0900, and we'll be there all day today.
All righty. Hey, well, thanks for coming in and sharing the good news here. We do have vehicles, and if you don't find what you want, you can make it for them pretty much.
We will. We'll reserve one for you and have it here just as soon as we can.
All righty. Thank you, and have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you, Tom.
Remind them of those tickets real quick.
Oh, yeah. Come on out and get your tickets to Family Fun Night, the first night of the fair at Dungis. Come check it out.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Take care, folks. We got news coming up next right here on KY.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville, and K236CT Pawhuska.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Congress is looking into unruly behavior on flights and in airports. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The FAA says incidents have fallen sharply, but they're still twice as high as last year. It's the subject of a Capitol Hill hearing today. Congressman Rick Larson.
This behavior is from a small percentage of the traveling public, but it is disgusting. It is unacceptable.
Congressman Garrett Graves.
Flight attendants, gate agents, and other airline employees have the right to go to work without the fear of being harassed, intimidated, abused, or assaulted. Period.
The incidents are occurring on 6 out of every 10,000 flights.
The CDC has the next say on COVID booster shots after the FDA approved the Pfizer third shot for older and high-risk people. On the Takeout podcast, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked by CBS's Major Garrett about getting a booster that's different from the original vaccine doses.
We don't project that there is going to be any difference or any signal of concern to do that.
The Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti has quit, protesting what he called the inhumane expulsions of migrants. Thousands have been sent back to Haiti.